Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional mess maker. This week, I am coming to you fresh off vacation. Two wonderful days at the beach. I had so much fun. It was so relaxing. And I completely took for granted just how much I needed to get away, even for just a little bit of time. But today, I am back. And I wanted to talk about challenging behaviors and how we can use play and summer learning explorations to reduce or even avoid the challenging behaviors your family may be experiencing right now. This has been an odd year and somewhat still of an odd summer. We have struggled to figure out which way is up, how we move forward, how we find some sense of normalcy and stability. And this is even worse for the kids in our lives. They certainly don't understand the full extent of what we've been through and why. They just know that it's uncomfortable and they don't like it and they want it to stop. And those feelings and those needs can cause them to express themselves in ways that make it challenging to engage or communicate with them. And so, this week, I want to talk about the summer learning and exploration opportunities that we have in front of us that can help us help the kids in our lives overcome those experiences. Some of this is going to be stuff that I've talked about in other contexts, but I felt that it would be useful if you are experiencing those challenging behaviors right now. So, challenging behaviors are often caused by an inability to communicate something that a child needs, either needs less of or needs more of. And so we're going to talk about the physical, mental, emotional, and social ways that kids may act out and how we can use learning and exploration to help them cope with the things that they experience. So, throughout the last year, year and a half, maybe even longer, depending on where you're hearing this from, we have gone from being isolated to being restricted in where we can go and how much we can do, whether in our own backyards or our own neighborhoods or within our own school systems. And all of these things were dumped on kids all at once. And we as adults, for the most part, could make a little bit of sense of it. And we could force ourselves to adjust and, in some sense, cope. Kids struggled more with that because they didn't understand why they couldn't talk to their friends, why they couldn't go to their houses, why they couldn't go to school, why they couldn't go, well, maybe not so much this one, why they couldn't go to the grocery store, why life suddenly wasn't what they knew it to be. And so kids got restless. They started to get very, very sad or very, very angry or very, very frustrated. They may have even struggled to communicate or to express their emotions, or maybe forgot how to communicate the things that they wanted and needed in a constructive way. And they certainly were stripped of their ability to be social, and yet still craved being social. And that meant that we had to fulfill these needs in alternative means. I've talked about using electronics to be some form of social. Now, that may have thrown some of you for a loop, because using technology is something that I try to steer you away from, and I try to get you to dive deeper into using real life experiences to get kids to learn and grow and build new skills. But we really didn't have a choice during this difficult year to rely more on electronics and technology, because parents and caregivers became parents, caregivers, educators, entertainers, all wrapped into one. And so we had to turn to the things that we had to figure out how to manage those things. And oftentimes that meant using technology. So what I want to encourage you to do, again, if your kids are experiencing challenging behavior, and perhaps they're still not able to gather with friends or go to school in person or whatever the case may be, I want to encourage you to use something like video technology so kids can at least see people on screen and talk to people and, in some sense of a word, engage or play or explore with people. And you can go through all the different episodes I've recorded over the last year for different fun ideas for how to go about doing that. And I'll give some in this episode. But what I really want to impress this week is to support you with ideas for reducing that challenging behavior and giving kids ways to feel connected to other people, like they're not completely alone and isolated and cut off. Using technology is a way to do that. And again, you can do all kinds of things, like letting the kids video chat and create scavenger hunts or physical challenges, or even sharing fun ideas or experiments to do together. Now, they may not actually be able to do the actual experiment physically together, but perhaps you have a cell phone that they can use to record activities that they're doing, or perhaps a cell phone that can handle going live together in a secure format where they can, in a sense, go through these experiences and challenges and activities together, though they're doing it in a different location. that gives kids an opportunity to burn off excess physical, mental, and emotional energy. It allows them to feel engaged with other people, but allows them to physically, mentally, and emotionally create an activity and then carry out the activity, which allows them to feel connected to the person that they're engaging with through video, but it also allows them an outlet to be mentally, emotionally creative. It allows them to come up with an idea, use their critical thinking skills to figure out how something works. A fun idea for this could be building a boxcar, whether a life-size boxcar or some sort of a vehicle that is of smaller size that they can test in the backyard, in the front yard, maybe along the sidewalk, and they can record the entire process or go through it virtually live with a friend. So they can create the blueprint for their vehicle. And then they can discuss, okay, well, what kind of parts are we going to need to do this? And how are we going to go about connecting these pieces together to create this experiment or this vehicle that we want to test out? Either of these ideas that your kids choose to engage in, they're engaging in science. They're engaging in creativity. They're engaging in critical thinking. And they're still connected to another human being because they can physically see somebody else and ask somebody else questions and get answers or ideas in real time. And so that gives kids a real sense of connection and attachment to another human being. So though they can't physically engage with them, they can visually and auditorily engage with them and exchange ideas. So another way that you can address challenging behaviors is by doing other kinds of activities, again, sort of together, but you're doing it in a video format while the kids can discuss, again, planning and carrying out different kinds of activities. One of my favorites is to get kids to do a project or go on a scavenger hunt or challenge each other to create something. So I've seen this done a lot where kids who like to cook can get on video and they can choose one recipe and both carry out the same recipe, or they can do like a little cooking show for each other where they take turns picking their own recipe and demonstrating to the other person how to go about doing it and then showing the final result. And then you can kind of, depending on the format that you choose to do this, you can sort of share a snack together where they show off their finished product and then they sit down and they enjoy it and they can chat back and forth while enjoying the snack, or the meal that they created. Another fun way for kids to engage while separated Or even if you're back in a format that you can get together in a mildly distanced way, is to do long-term projects. So you take a big project, like building a robot, or building a fort, or maybe it is going on a scavenger hunt, or doing a project, or carrying out a series of experiments. And breaking those bigger activities down into segments. So, I'll use an example that hopefully I haven't used yet. We can talk about construction. And maybe the kids are fascinated by construction vehicles. Or construction itself. Perhaps they want to construct something that's going to take a long time to do. Let's say a fort or a treehouse or a playhouse or an obstacle course that stays up for a long period of time. They can turn those things into a long-term project. So with construction, if you're constructing a playhouse, for example, they could first draw a picture of what they want their playhouse to look like, or what they want their fort to look like, or perhaps what they want their boat to look like, or whatever the project is that they choose to engage in. And then they get together and they discuss their drawing and how they're going to go about bringing that drawing to life, which will entail creating a blueprint. And part of creating that blueprint is doing a lot of measuring and gathering materials. And so each of these activities, the measuring of how big, how wide, how tall their playhouse is going to be, can be a part of their video live series. And then they can come together after they've gathered the materials that they need and actually talk through bringing each other's blueprint and picture to life. And they can do this through the gathering of the materials process, the preparing of the materials, so cutting the wood, gathering the screws, the nails, installing windows, that kind of stuff. And then, if the adults in their lives are brave enough to let them do so, they can have another discussion about how they're going to decorate their playhouse and what their playhouse is going to be used for. So you can do this not just with a playhouse, but then again with other forms of construction transportation. So perhaps they're fascinated by the equipment that construction sites often use. And you can encourage them to discuss gathering the different loose parts that they would need to make their own version of a bulldozer. Or I'm gonna just throw out some terms here because I'm not really up on the formal words for construction transportation, but the trucks that make and carry cement, or a crane. A crane is a great example, and so is the cement spinner truck, because they can figure out what makes a crane work, and they can make their own version of it. And depending on how old they are, or how advanced they are in their skills, they can actually construct and walk each other through constructing a crane or a mechanism that maybe isn't a big giant truck, but that would still be able to be used for mixing mud or mixing some sort of cement-like substance that they could use for construction purposes. So these are some fun ways that you can incorporate play and learning into confronting and working through the behavior challenges that you might be facing with the kids in your lives. These ideas give them constructive outlets to channel the physical, mental, emotional, and social energy that they have built up that they need to have an outlet for. Challenging behaviors don't have to end up in a huge blow up or in a situation where kids end up grounded or where we as adults end up losing our temper. If we can recognize that the kids in our lives are struggling with something, we can have a constructive conversation and then ask them what we as adults can do to help them not feel the big emotions that they're feeling, causing them to carry out these undesirable behaviors. And then we can introduce fun ways for them to express what they're struggling with. And then it becomes less of a need for kids to fall into those big emotions, because they then feel like they have the tools that they need to constructively express themselves, whether it be physically, mentally, emotionally, or socially. It's really about making sure that the kids have the tools necessary to constructively express themselves and use an outlet to channel that behavior and that pent-up, unexpressed energy. I hope that this was useful for you guys. You will definitely see a change in the behavior of the kids in your lives if you give them these constructive activities to channel their energy through and to express themselves with. Giving kids creative outlets is the perfect way to get them to creatively express themselves. And by creatively expressing themselves, they're learning. They're learning about themselves, their thoughts, their feelings, and their needs. And they're also learning about the skills that they have, which allows them to channel the pent-up energy. So whether it's doing an experiment, whether it's engaging in a challenge, and the challenges are made even more fun when the adults get involved and show that we're not perfect either. We struggle to do some things too, which may mean trying to climb a tree and not doing it so well, or putting a construction activity together and it not going well, or getting frustrated in a constructive way, which we all adults do experience, but maybe not so much in a playful way. which, if the kids can see us express these emotions constructively, they then learn, excuse me, not only that it happens for us adults too, but that we have constructive ways for us as adults to let out that energy. We don't have to get angry. We don't have to throw things. We don't have to yell and scream. We can go for a walk. We can choose to engage in a hobby that allows us to channel those emotions constructively. And that may mean going out in the garden and tooling around or doing yard work to burn off some of our frustrations or our stress or our whatever the emotion may be. Or maybe it's you have a dance party when you get anxious as an adult, or are, there's a word I'm looking for, restless, that's the word I'm looking for, and you need to find a constructive way to burn off that energy. Perhaps it's getting out in the yard and doing some yoga, or you really have to find what works for you, but helping the kids find what works for them is ultimately the idea. So I hope you found these ideas useful this week. If you have any questions, you can join me at thecreativecampusonline.com, and you can come and join in conversation with us every Wednesday and teach us some of the ideas that you've learned and learn from the rest of us. If you need a constructive solution to something you or the kids in your life are struggling with yourselves, and the Wednesday event that I share is free. All you got to do is sign up and log into the format at the appropriate day and time. So again, head on over to thecreativecampusonline.com and you can check out all of the things that are offered over there. I also want to announce that though it's not available for purchase yet, I have created a personal development course for adults. I just finished it yesterday, as a matter of fact, and this is for adults who may be going through a specific stage of life and are working to figure out what or who they are at a particular point in life. Again, we've all been through an upended year. We've all questioned a lot of things that we used to do and the ways that we used to do them. And I am really hoping that this course encourages you to do some soul searching and discovering of who you are and what you still have to offer, even though you're going through a different stage, even though life may not be now what it used to be. No matter your age, this course is meant to help you figure out what you still have to offer and contribute to life as a whole. So I hope you will check that out and join me when it becomes available. I'm hoping it will become available either late in August or in early September. I want to thank you guys for joining me this week. I hope you'll come back next week when I have another fun learning and skill building set of experiences to share with you and topics to dive into together. Thanks for joining me this time, and have a great rest of your week. I'll talk to you soon.